Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific if I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. Oh, people of the Lord. I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Gonna do
No matter who or what we are, we must pray.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and shout glory, hallelujah. Come on, come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now, amen, hallelujah. Come on, let us hear your voice on today. Come on, come on, let's give God some praise, family. Open up your mouth right now, hallelujah. Don't let no rock cry out for you, amen. Come on, enter in with all faith. Come believing on today, whatever it is, amen, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is, amen, that's coming up against you, I want you to know right now that you're already victorious. You already won. I see you coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. Just believe it and walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Trust in God every way, every step of the way, amen, every moment. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we come surrender it all over to you this morning. Oh, Lord, we come believing on today, but Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, amen. Oh, Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, so there's no one greater than you, Lord God, amen. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad, and hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you've kept us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you've called us to live, amen, that we did not seek the sleep of death, oh God, but a restoration and a time of refreshing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, touch and heal right now. Touch and deliver, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch and set us free and those in our family. Oh, Lord, let deliverance come swiftly, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word tells us that you're always with us, amen, that you never leave us or forsake us, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for redeeming us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for your shed blood on Calvary, that you have, hallelujah, just said it is finished, so we receive your finished work, amen, by faith, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you with praise and with thanksgiving this morning. We humble ourselves before you as your anointed children, amen. We plead our cause, oh Lord, with those that strive against us. Oh Lord, dry out, oh God, also the spear, hallelujah, and stop the way against them that persecute us, amen. Let them be turned back right now and brought to confusion, the divine hurt against us and those not family, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let them be cast before the wind and let the angel of the Lord chase them from our presence, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, they have come before four false witnesses that have raised up against us, charging us with things that we have not done. Lord God, we ask you to send your ministering angels and angels to place your hedge of protection around us and those in our family to protect us from the enemies, according to Joel 1 and 10. Amen. Lord, how long will you look on and do nothing? You have declared in Psalm 105 and 15 that no one, hallelujah, is to touch your anointed and do them any harm. Amen. Lord, we are decreeing the cram this morning, right now, as your anointed children, amen, anointed children of God, that no one can touch us, according to 1 Samuel 26:10, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, praise to God be the glory, amen, and we just want to say thank you, because we believe, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, by which you allowed us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worshiping you, amen. Dear Lord God, it is not our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed, amen, by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove good and acceptable and perfect to what your will is for us, amen, by grace given to us. Show us how to not esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ, and that, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and then of, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the spiritual gift that you've given us, that we may prophesy in portion to our faith and to teach according to your precious word, amen, and to exhort and to give liberty and lead with diligence and show mercy with cheerfulness, amen. Lord, show us how our love can be without hypocrisy, amen. Lord, teach us to avoid what is evil and cling to what is good, amen. Lord, teach us to be kind and affectionate to one another and honor giving purpose to one another, not lying in diligence, to be fervent in spirit
to serve you, Lord God. Dear Heavenly Father, we rejoice in hope. Amen. We are patient through tribulation, and we shall continue in distributing to the needs of the saints. Amen. And be truly given to hospitality. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, because you blessed us. Hallelujah. We will bless those who curse us and persecute us. Amen. We rejoice with those who rejoice us. We will weep with those who weep. Amen. We will be of the same mind to one another and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with the humble. We will not be wise in our own opinions. We will not repay anyone evil for evil, for your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but we will wait on the Lord, for vengeance is yours, thus saith the Lord. And then, therefore, we will live peacefully with all people and be overcome through Christ Jesus. And then, Lord, we will offer drink to a thirsty enemy and food to one that is hungry, that we may abide in your word forever, because you love us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We love you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have your way in us, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch in a mighty way this morning. Set us afire, oh God, with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, let a revival fire come. Let the fire become contagious, oh God. Let the fire become like a furnace. That anyone that surrounds us, God, will catch fire of your Holy Ghost. Robo Shataya. Oh, Lord, let fire be in our hands. That we will touch, oh God, and the sick will come well. Amen. That we will touch, oh God, and those that are possessed with demons, that they will come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you that deliverance will come, oh God, to us and those in our family and loved ones, to the body of Christ as a whole. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't thank you enough this morning, Father God. But yet still we thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you according to Isaiah 22 and 22. To open the gates of heaven above us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us and those in our family on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you for opening, hallelujah, the door. Thank you, Lord God, for opening the gates, oh God, on today. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. By faith, we receive it right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we call upon you right now, Jehovah Sabaoth. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. We call upon you to work in our lives. Amen. We call upon you, Elohim, God of all powerful, one creator. We call upon you, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there with us, our Lord, our companion, amen. We call upon you, El Denai, the Lord, our great Lord. We call upon you, El Elyon, the Lord Most High, amen. We call upon you, Yahweh, the great I Am, the one who is the self-existent one, amen. We call upon you, Jehovah Raha, the Lord, our shepherd, amen. We call upon you, Jehovah Methodistian, the Lord who sanctifies, hallelujah. We call upon you, Jehovah Seek to do, the Lord, our righteousness. We call upon you, Jehovah Gabor, the strong and mighty. Lord God, mighty in battle, amen. Oh Lord, we call upon you, El Roha, the God who sees us, amen. We call upon you, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is our banner, hallelujah. We call upon you, El Shaddai, the God, hallelujah, the all-sufficient one, the God of the mountains, God Almighty. We call upon you, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, hallelujah. We call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. We call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, hallelujah, is Jesus. We call upon you on today, oh God, that you may have your way, Emmanuel. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, help in the mighty way. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Go before us, prepare the way, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let us receive long life, oh God. Let us receive wholeness and newness of life, oh God. Make us over, make us new, for you are the potter and we are the clay. We come to be changed on today. Oh, Lord, fix that is broken and make that tear in our souls, oh God. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, you're the great physician who promised that you would place none of these diseases upon us. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our miracle worker. You said in Isaiah 53 and 5 that you were wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with your stripes, we are healed. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare according to 3 John chapter 1 and 2, but now I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We know that you want us to be healthy. We know that you want us to be happy. We know that you want us to be healed. We know that you want us to prosper. We know that you want us to succeed. We know that you want us to walk in optimum health. We know that you want us to live without pain and without hurt, without stress. We know that you want us to live disease-free, sickness-free, stress-free. Therefore, we decree and declare, according to your word, that we are healthy and physically fit. Sickness and disease are far from us, and by your stripes we are healed and set free. All illnesses and diseases, amen. We are healed and set free from all diseases, hallelujah, illnesses. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We stand strong on today, amen. We stand healed, hallelujah. We stand blessed, hallelujah. We stand favored by God and with mankind. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. We thank you in it all. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that right now, God, that you release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. And we thank you for, Lord, as we decree and declare answer prayers on today. And break through us, hallelujah, in every area of our lives. And we thank you for, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But yet and still we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. And we give it all over to you, Father God. For there's no one greater than you, Lord. I ask in Jesus' name this morning, Father God, that all that's on the line have an ear to hear on today. Let us hear what said the Lord. Lord, let us receive fresh oil, oh God, upon our heads, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna, oh God. And we just want to thank you for it right now as we receive it by faith, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare deliverance from all strongholds and soul ties and strong men and messengers of Satan right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we put on us right now the full armor of God, amen. And we decree and declare that the full armor of God covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against the judge of the Lord, your word says, you shall get them. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you bless us in our going and coming on today. And those in our family, oh Lord, hallelujah. We pray traveling graces right now, Lord God. And we ask that there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today. And those in our family and the body of Christ may take on today. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers every road, every street, every... Hallelujah, seaway, airway, building the place and where our feet may tread, our heads may lay, amen, over our homes and all that's in our homes. And we decree and declare we're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood that covers us, amen, that answers for us, amen, that protects us, that heals us, that delivers us, that sanctifies us, that makes all things new. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our homes. Amen. That we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Clothed with the robe of righteousness. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, everything that's on the heart of your son this morning, Lauren Green, oh God. Oh Lord, let peace come and be still. Let joy overtake him right now, God. I ask that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning him. in his finance, oh God. Amen. In his living arrangements, Father God. Oh Lord, send the ones that you have ordained for his life for such a time as this that you called to bless them, but the enemy has held them up, oh God. Let the works of the enemy be destroyed, and let the walls and the barriers of the enemy come down right now, that they may come and bless your son in a mighty way, oh God, because we know that you're able to do it even right now, God. For you are God of turnaround, Lord. We pray for turnaround right now in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven for your son and his family, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare it is done. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We call you blessed, minister Murray. We call you favored, amen. We call you favored, God. We call you healed, delivered, and set free. And we thank you for it. Father God, we lift up your daughter Samantha on this morning, God. We just pray that you will continue to go into our great and mighty, oh God. Oh Lord, fill us to overflow with your glory, oh God. Fill us to overflow with your word, oh God, that she will speak your word, oh God. Yeah. Oh Lord, touch her mouth, oh God, on this morning, oh God. Anoint her lips, oh God, that she will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. That she will go when you tell her to go, oh God. And she won't stay too long in place, oh God, that you've told her to leave from, oh God. My Lord, my God, that she will not operate with no fear, oh God, for you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, oh God, that she will operate, oh God, with love, power, and with a sound mind all the days of her life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, increase your anointing on her life, oh God, even the more, oh God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for our children, oh God. Let peace be with our children, oh God. And let your hedge of protection be around them, oh God. Let your hedge of protection be around their thoughts, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Bless and keep her in a mighty way, oh God. For you are mighty, God. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We bless you this morning, Samantha. God bless you. God keep you. Lord, we lift up your minister today, one today, oh God. We just pray, oh God, that you will continue to heal her body, oh God, and heal her mind, oh God. Fix that is broken and mend the tear in her soul on this morning, oh God. Do a new thing in her fall, oh God. Amen. Let her know, oh God, that she's truly forgiven, oh God. Oh Lord, let her walk in newness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh Lord, let every chain, oh God, that the enemy has put around her ankles, put around her mind, put around her wrist, oh God. Let it be broken and destroyed, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We come against our naysayers right now. We set up their mouth right there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That they will speak no evil against our life, oh God. They will speak no evil against the ministry, oh God, that you're present in, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anyone that has come to son her growth, oh God, a spiritual growth, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, oh God. Anyone, oh God, that's in our life that has caused her to stumble, oh God, let them be uprooted and cast down in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher. Hallelujah, we deafen their ears that they will not speak no evil. Amen. They will not be able to locate in the spirit of the natural. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations unless they speak directly to them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it shall be so. For the Bible says, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Oh Lord, I thank you, God, that you called on my name. But such a time as this to do your work, to do your will here on all life on this earth, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Let it be done. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you, Lord. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. And Lord, we lift up your daughter Kim this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask that you're blessed, oh God, as she go out, oh God, to be a blessing to others, oh God. Let every need be met, oh God, of your daughter. Oh, Father God, Lord, I pray that you would be her strength, oh God. And Lord, let her operate with your godly counsel and wisdom that she would truly be blessed in all her decisions. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, of that is concerning her children, oh God. Give her what to do, oh God. Give her knowledge, oh God, of what to do and what to say. And in the name of Jesus Christ, of that is that all will be blessed, oh God, that you send to her. And we just want to say thank you. Know that you call her to. We thank you, Lord God. Let peace be with her. And we just thank you for it right now, Lord God. We pray protection for her and her family, God. And we thank you for it, Lord, because you're able to do all things. Help her to not worry, oh God, about anything, oh God, but keeping her mind stayed on you, that you shall give her the perfect peace that surpasses all understanding. And Lord, I pray this morning for Pastor Dorsey Manny, my husband, oh God, that you would touch him in a mighty way, oh God, and to let joy overtake him on today, oh God. Let him find favor in thy sight, oh Lord, and with mankind on today, oh God. We pray for divine promotions, oh God, even in on his job and in his business, oh God. Lord, I pray for financial provisions, oh God. And Lord, I just pray that you strengthen the weeds weak, oh God. And oh Lord, just do a new thing. Even on this morning, oh God, do a new thing. Fill him afresh, oh God. Fill him afresh when he's been emptied, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let him not become weary and well-doing, oh God. Know that all is in your hands, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray that you restore the ministry, oh God, and send the people, oh God. Restore prayer lives, oh God. Amen. When the enemy has attacked our prayer life, oh God, let it be restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we decree and declare it is well, it is so, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all, that is. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, if you receive that for yourself, may it be unto you according to your faith.
Hallelujah.
Just open up your mouth this morning and say, I receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it shall be so. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
to God. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be on the line this morning. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. How you doing this morning? Let's give God praise.
We're doing good.
Amen. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. Amen. I'll call your name like you do every morning here on the prayer line. And we just want to know how you're doing this morning. If anything you got in your heart you'd like to say, please do so. Glory to God. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you, brother. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Yeah. Amen. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm just thanking God for the prayer that's been going forth on the prayer line. And God is answering prayers. Amen. I feel 100% better, and we're going to keep working on that financial situation. We'll give you an update soon, and we just believe in God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Just keep believing, standing right there no matter what it looks like, no matter what it looks like or don't look like. Amen. Just trusting God in the process. It's a process. Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you. God keep you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Samantha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. God bless you. I'm with
Samantha.
Sarah. And Sarah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear
you're coming
me?
Through a little crack, a little shaky there, but I can hear you. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. I'm with Miss Sarah.
We can
and
hear
her
you.
Family. And we were just praying. She's going to call in tomorrow on the line for herself. But just so grateful to be here, grateful to be in the spirit with you this morning. God bless you. Mm-hmm. And, just happy to be here.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, God bless you. We thank God for you. So good to have you on the line. Thank God for your faithfulness. Amen. The Bible does tell us in obedience there is blessing, but disobedience brings a curse. So being obedient to the will of God, you know, is most important than anything. Amen. And so God bless you. God keep you, Samantha. And we're praying for you. And we love you so much. We thank God for you.
Love you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed on this morning. God bless you for doing God's work. And I'm here to testify what faith and belief can do. God has been from the time that we, I believe last, it was probably last year sometime when we did I think it's 21 days of prayer. And I would believe in God to heal me, even from as little as a stomach ache to chest pain. And on yesterday, I spoke about, you know, about me believing that God would heal me. And I tell you, I had a headache. I did take some Aleve and some Theraflu. And I was thinking about it, and I was speaking and praying. And I said, Holy Spirit, was it the Aleve? Was it the Theraflu? I said, I don't care what it is. I believe that it was the help of the Holy Spirit. I just felt like God sent his angels to touch me and heal me. And I tell you, I lay down and I woke up and I had not an ache. I had not a headache. And, you know, I just felt well. And I know it was God. I know it was the power of God and his healing power, because it was been times that I haven't taken any medicine and I just believed and touched my body and he healed me. So I'm just grateful about that God is a healer. And I thank God for it. And it feels so great whenever you've been, I don't know if y'all know the feeling of when you've been sick and then you've been made well. It's a humbling experience.
Come on now, come on now. It shall be a lot different for somebody that ain't never been sick or been in that much pain. It shall be different. Amen.
So
with glory to
God this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. So true, so true. And even sometimes when you take the medicine, sometimes that don't even work. And you just believe it and you keep praying and just thanking God for the healing and that the medicine work and that God working through the medicine. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we just thank God for it. And thank God for the testimony all this morning. So thank you for sharing your testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. We love you. Amen. Cousin Kim, I know you. Amen. Cousin Kim, I know you're driving. I don't know if you made it to work yet.
Yes.
But God bless you. Welcome this morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning out of a deep sleep. And as I was driving and you were praying and I was passing by the hospital and I was just thanking God that I woke up in my home this morning. So
amen.
I just thank you for the prayers and thank God for everyone here on the line and excuse me, ask God to touch each and every one in their need. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. I know you had work, so I'm not going to call you out no more here. God bless y'all. We're going to go into our scripture reading this morning. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. As you're praying this morning, oh, God is so wonderful. I'm just so excited about what God is doing. God is restoring. Amen. How many of y'all on the line need restoration? Amen. Whether it be your relationships, your ministry, your prayer life, your finances, your business, whatever it is, God is restoring. Amen. If we could believe it, amen, and receive it, know that God is a God of restoration. Amen. He will restore things. Amen. Greater, not the same, but he will restore to greater, to better. Amen. A hallelujah. So that the enemy has taken away, you will receive double for your trouble. Amen. Double of God's goodness, God's favor. Amen. If you could just believe that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The scripture today is coming from the book of John. St. John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8. That's John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Again, that's John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8. And you know, you have 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, but I'm talking about St. John, which is John, the four Gospels, Matthew, Luke, and John. So let's go to John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8. The Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me.
I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Amen. Again, that is John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8. And I just want to just kind of hit on just a few parts of the scripture and having an understanding. When we look in verse 1, you know, through 8 here, Jesus is the vine and God is the vine dresser who carefully plants and cares for the branches with one purpose, that they may bear fruit. So the branches are also those who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. So the fruitful branches are true believers who by their union with him produce much fruit. Amen. Being united with Jesus means drawing our energy and nourishment from him. Amen. But those who don't bear fruit, those who make only superficial commitment to Jesus, will be separated from the vine. So unfruitful means that the unfruitful followers are useless and will be cut off and tossed aside. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on today. Amen. Father God, we bless your holy name. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. And we pray that we be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Seeking ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we are going to have our prayer petition. If you have a prayer petition, please do so when I call your name. If the prayer has already went forth and you receive it, just say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I just want to testify that I have been blessed by the prayers that have gone up from you and the saints. I tell you, because when you're in that place of joy and peace and God's spirit is just flowing, that's the greatest place, because your faith comes to the surface and it helps you. And I'm just praying that everybody on the line will receive a breakthrough, that they receive peace, love, and joy in the blessings of Christ.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank God for you. Thank you for the testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Samantha, go ahead. Your prayer petition.
Yes, ma'am. Prayer petition just for more obedience in the word. And just for my new marriage under God, that will bear fruit.
Amen. Hallelujah. We touch and agree with you right now. Oh, gracious Lord, we come, oh God, with combined faith with your daughter this morning. Oh, Lord, that you will answer her prayers, oh God, all that she's spoken from her mouth, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that we could decree and declare it is so right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you would just continue to keep, oh God, as she will walk, oh God, with the spirit of obedience to do your will. Oh, Lord, setting aside her will, that your will be done, amen, in her life and those that she loved and concerned about. And we thank you for it, Lord, and we thank you for the new marriage, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you ordained it, oh God, that it is done, oh God, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, that she walks according to your will, oh God, with all faith, oh God, and diligence, oh God, and seeking you in all things, Father God. And we thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you and God keep you. Samantha, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Go ahead. Your prayer petition.
Yes. All the prayers for myself have been for it, and I come into agreement with it, and I receive it and pray that God opens my heart to receive it in full. And I just want to pray. My prayer petition is for my family. that all of them will come to be saved and have their relationship, have their own individual relationship with God for themselves, and so that they know that that they have authority. They know what authority and what inheritance they have from the kingdom of God, and they can walk in it, and they have that power. And so I pray that they just be filled and they have an encounter with God and they come to know him for him, for themselves, and not go looking for the things in other people or keep, you know, wanting to know it through through other people or calling on other people as a middleman, but they can know him directly.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. We touch and agree on this morning as we have come to touch and agree and all this power and agreement. So gracious, Lord, we come to you, Father God, with all faith combined, faith with your daughter, Twin, oh God. And Lord, all that she has petitioned from her mouth, oh God, from her heart, oh God, for our family, God, for we are a family, oh God. Lord, that they will have a relationship with you, Father God, that they will seek you on their own, Father God, that they may find you, that they will knock, that you will come in and that you will sit with them, Father God. So Lord, we ask, oh God, that you, we pray for Holy Ghost arrest, oh God, that you arrest their spirit, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will rededicate their life to Christ, that they will seek you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, not things of people, my Lord, my God, things that take your place, things that they feel that will bring them joy, that will bring them excitement, oh God, but they will find that in you, amen. They find all that they need in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of that. But we know that you're a relational God, and you've called your children to be in a relationship with you, amen. And we just want to say thank you. It is our prayer that all be saved, that not one be left behind, oh God, that all will have an opportunity to come to you, oh God, while we still have life, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We just pray that victory over our family, oh God, that our family is saved. Hallelujah. If they come out of whatever there is, whatever darkness, oh God, if they will come to your marvelous light, whatever darkness that they're operating in here, oh God, they will no longer be fooled, oh God. Lord, remove every spiritual blindness, oh God. Every spiritual deafness, oh God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that they remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual ignorance that they're operating, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for their life on today. That they be saved inside, that their soul be saved. And we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you this morning. Hallelujah. I know Cousin Kim is still on the line, but she's back. She's at work at this time. And we just continue to pray for her and her family. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Kim. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. God bless you all. I'm just going to close us out here just in a short prayer here, just praying for our mind, a mind cleansing and clarity for us all here. Amen. Hallelujah. You all just continue to pray for me and my family. Amen. I'm praying for you and yours. Hallelujah. We have a show here on February 17th, and I'm just praying that God will bless it, that God will, you know, bless the production, since I'm no longer working on a job, and finances will be supplied, and, you know, that God will, that God is a provider. So I'm just believing and trusting God for those finances to continue, even with my husband's job, because they have cut the hours down significantly before we moved out here to Port Arthur. That's one of the reasons why we moved out here and have two, one in Houston, one here, is because they were working them so much and it was becoming dangerous for him to go back and forth in the early morning, late nights, going back and forth to Houston. But now they're cutting the hours significantly to the point where, okay, we made that move and now it's not making sense, but God will make it make sense. Amen. So just praying for that and just trusting God in it. So just continue to pray for us and our family and our children. And we thank you, Father God, that it is done. In Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray as we close out here. Lord, we thank you, gracious Lord. We thank you, Father God, for every prayer that is forth on today that you have answered already. Father God, your words say, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answering prayers, oh God. We thank you for deliverance on the line this morning. Thank you for our children. We thank you for the joy that has come, joy that has overtaken us. And we thank you for your peace that is still. We thank you that every need is met, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14,
verse 13 and 14 to wash over our minds right now. Clean out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives, in the lives of our family members and loved ones. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, in all that we pray for today, every family member and loved one, clarity of vision and clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16:23. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, O God, for open doors on today, Lord God, that we can walk in those doors and truly be blessed, amen, and obtain good relationships, amen, and walk into good opportunities that will bless our lives. And we thank you for them. Father God, we depend upon your power that you're helping and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake. We ask you to deliver us where we're blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We ask for your help. And we thank you for your ever-present help and your help and standing. We release all things into your hands and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you. We ask for help, O God, that you would give us the word that you want us to give to others. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. And we thank you for it. We decree and declare that all is well with us and our home and all that we love is eternal God. And Heavenly Father, we ask that our mind, will, and emotions do not deceive us in hearing your voice, and be still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things that fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that we were, and us all that we are. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you all. God keep you. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say as you close out, please do so. Or just say amen. Minister Lane Green, go ahead.
Hey, amen. I just want to say that I'm so grateful and thankful that God is using you and that you are a blessing to the body of Christ and to all of us on the line. And we just pray that God will just keep using you and that everybody gets continue to get a breakthrough through the prayer during these 28 days.
Yes, God. Amen. Amen. I agree in Jesus Christ's mighty name. God bless you and God keep you. Hallelujah. Amen, Samantha. Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you to you and thank you to all that are on the line of obedience today. And just so grateful for the blessings I'm already receiving from God. Just so grateful for this time in prayer. I just feel like I'm in my right mind and my spirit is refreshed. And I'm just so grateful for it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Tuan, go ahead.
Yes. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm believing it. Come into agreement with God's will and that it be done for each and every one of us. God bless you, Amen. And may he continue to add blessings to you, especially for being obedient and blessing others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God keep you. It's been a blessing and a pleasure to be on the line each and every day. And I'm getting stronger. And I pray that you all are getting stronger as well. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just a blessing. It's what I needed. And I thank God for it. It's nothing like when we come together, when the saints come together. Amen. When the body of Christ come together, we are powerful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. And I will release the pastor's blessing at this time. And then may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you be free from the fear of the past, looking forward to the joy of tomorrow. Amen. Even on today, may every controlling thing in your life be destroyed, and may you be completely controlled by the Spirit of God and the love of Christ. Let this day be the first day of the rest of your life, a day filled with love, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's say amen today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you all. Enjoy the rest of your evening in the Lord. And I can't wait to be back with you all in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory.